Coming up on Science News Weekly, jellies on the rise, cosmic puzzlers, and a reason to be happy. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode number 9, recorded Thursday, April 19th, 2012. Get heart smart. It's April 19th, 2012, and this is the science that made headlines this week. First up, a report from the University of British Columbia looked at data for jellyfish populations over the past 50 years in 45 marine ecosystems around the world. The numbers of the tentacled creatures are on the rise in 62% of the areas looked at in the study. Most of these areas are heavily impacted by human activities. Publishing in the journal Nature, Dr. Lee Miller of Northwestern University describes his latest in his lab's endeavors to develop precision prostheses, neuroprostheses. In this study involving monkeys, the group bypassed the spinal cord using a brain-computer interface to record neural activity responsible for hand-wrist movement connected to a functional electrical stimulation device to drive muscle contractions and restore complex hand movements disabled by paralysis. Let's face it, orangutans are smart. In a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, researchers suggest that the primates use knowledge about the properties of tree branches and how they break to create sturdy, comfortable nests for sleeping. Obviously, they are a more highly evolved life form since they use their mental powers for sleep. A giant solar flare exploded out of the sun this week and was captured in video by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. The eruption registered M1.7, but was not pointed toward the Earth. There have been larger solar flares that we've seen, but this one shows that there is a lot of activity going on. And the event confirms that a highly active area of the sun is rotating towards us. Where do cosmic rays come from? Well, scientists still don't really know. Data from the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory of 307 gamma ray bursts seems to bust the leading hypothesis, which posits that cosmic rays are emitted during gamma ray bursts when stars collapse into black holes or when black holes produce outward particle jets. Theory predicts that neutrinos should be produced and ejected at the same speed as the gamma rays. However, Ice Cube only detected neutrinos at 24 and 27% of expectations. Similarly, a study to be published in the Astrophysical Journal has found no evidence of the dark matter predicted to exist around our sun. The study used the MPG ESO 2.2-meter telescope at the ESO's La Silla Observatory to accurately map the movements of over 400 stars as far away as 13,000 light years. Based on the results, either this study has flaws or current models of dark matter are incorrect. A paper published in the archive database and soon expected to be published in the journal Nature reports the sighting of the earliest known galaxy by the Hubble and Spitzer telescopes. Magnified and made visible by galactic lensing, the distant galaxy appears just 490 million years after the Big Bang. The shuttle Discovery took its final flight from Kennedy Space Center this week atop a 747 jet, which carried it to its new home in the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. A meta review of 600 papers investigating the relationship between gum disease and cardiovascular health finds that gum disease does not raise the risk of heart attacks or stroke. The review also found that many of the studies available were flawed in some way. Scientists at the Gladstone Institute report that they successfully transformed damaged scar-forming cardiac muscle cells into healthy heart muscle cells in mice. The experiment involved delivery of three genes for embryonic heart development to cells damaged by cardiac arrest. According to researchers, their next step is to test the technique in larger animals with bigger hearts, and eventually they hope to completely do away with heart transplants in humans. But in the meantime, just be happy. A review from the Harvard School of Public Health of more than 200 studies published in Psychological Bulletin suggests a link between psychological well-being and fewer heart problems, with the most optimistic individuals experiencing up to 50% lower risk for heart disease. Finally, British researchers report the creation of six DNA and RNA analogs, otherwise known as xenonucleic acids, or XNAs, and polymerase enzymes, which were able to transcribe the synthetic DNA into natural DNA and then back again to synthetic code, in effect evolving more efficient synthetic molecules. This study demonstrates the potential for creating synthetic life that passes information from generation to generation and evolves, and the possibility of finding alien life based on nucleic acids different from our own. And that does it for the science headlines this week. Let me know what you think about the science news stories, or tell me what you think should be science news by sending me an email at drkiki@drkiki.tv or leave me a voicemail at 650-741-5454. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/Kiki. I'm Dr. Kiki. Thanks for watching.